Stanley Sturgill is a retired coal miner and a former mine inspector. The Lynch, Kentucky resident wants to get one thing straight.
I'm not anti-coal. I'm anti-mountaintop removal and surface mining.
Sturgill and more than 100 others are in Washington this week. On Wednesday, 22 of them were arrested for refusing to leave the offices of four lawmakers, including that of Kentucky Republican Congressman Hal Rogers. Sturgill says Rogers and Kentucky senators are ignoring downstream contamination from surface mining.
They're not representing the people of Kentucky, the southeastern part of Kentucky. They're representing the coal companies in Kentucky.
In the 7 years the anti-surface mining group has come to Washington, they say Congressman Rogers and the state's other Republicans have refused to meet with them. But Rogers says he didn't know the group wanted a meeting.
I've been happy to meet with them, but I'm busy. We're marking up two bills this morning in subcommittee. We're marking up the bill on the floor, passing the bill on the floor with all these amendments. I've just not had the time.
If given the chance, protester Terry Blanton wants to find out why the delegation is fighting the EPA's decision to regulate coal ash.
Why are so many of the ponds in Kentucky listed as high hazard?
House Republicans have included a provision in a transportation bill that prohibits EPA regulation of coal ash. Kentucky Congressman Ed Whitfield says that's an important provision.
It's never been declared a hazardous waste ever. And as you know, it's used in so many construction materials in our highways and our cement. And I don't think there's any basis whatsoever to declare it a hazardous material. And if it is declared a hazardous material, then there's going to really be a major problem of disposing of it.
The transportation bill is vital for Kentucky's ailing bridges, but the GOP's coal ash provision has held up the legislation. For WEKU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.